on television for the very last time. The program was called The Incredible Jewel Robbery and was seen from coast to coast. One of the trio's names was not mentioned because he was also an NBC game show host. He appears in the very last scene and steals the show. You can actually watch this program on YouTube, but I'll post the link to it so you can see it. It's very funny. Susie's going to join us on the air in just a moment. First, I'm going to acknowledge some other answers coming in. Ross, thanks for information you just sent on International Women's Day. Jim in Blackridge got the answer to our history riddle, as did Tommy in Virginia. John in Economy Borough sent the picture of the three. Tom in McCandless had several trios that he guessed, but the first that came to mind was the correct one. Barbara in Highland Park got it, so did Kathy and Tyonesta. Russ got the correct answer. John and Carrick got it. Mark in Slippery Rock. Rich in Freeport. Larry in Elwood City. And here comes Susie. Hello, Susie. Oh, hang on, Susie. There you are. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you knew who it was? Who did you come up with?
The Marx Brothers, Chico, Harpo, and Groucho.
Absolutely.
And Groucho couldn't be named because he was on You Bet Your Life.
Right. He, due to terms of his contract, he was not allowed to have his name featured on the rival network. He was concurrently hosting You Bet Your Life on television. But in the last scene, I hate to spoil it, but he comes in. I won't explain the exact circumstances, but the last scene also features the You Bet Your Life duck dropping down. It was GE Theater, so the TV program was hosted by Ronald Reagan, which is neat to watch, and we link to it on YouTube because it might be a good excuse to, you know, relax a little bit today. It's called The Great Jewel Heist, or I'm sorry, The Incredible Jewel Robbery. I only got the word jewel right. The Incredible Jewel Robbery. It was on CBS back on today's date in 1959. And CBS in a press release said, if you watch the show, you'll see a familiar face equipped with mustache and leer. Because of his contract terms, his name can't be mentioned, but he's not Jerry Colonna. So that's how they covered themselves, I guess. Eddie, do you have any memories of the Marx Brothers at all, or watching their films?
I don't. My parents were not really big, like, pop culture or TV people. So that's one of the things that I love about your show, is that I learn so much. You know, as a librarian, I do a lot of my questions by research. I do want to, you know, make that known. That I'm not like this, you know, super smart person that knows everything. But I learned so much because, you know, my parents really didn't, you know, like if I asked my parents about the Grouch Brothers, the Groucho Marxers, you know, they just would, it just wasn't their thing to watch TV or to go to the movies or, you know, they were raised by parents from the Depression, and I think that, you know, even though those things were available, they just didn't do those things. My dad tells me about when they got their first TV, And then, you know, like people would come from around the block and to come to their house to watch TV with them because not everybody had a TV.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to find this YouTube clip.
Yeah, it's the whole program, so you can actually watch it, and it really is cute. It's maybe cute isn't the right word, but it's classically very funny. It's there's a lot of meta things going on where you know they're like sort of making fun of their own roles or incorporating their celebrity and their shtick into it. So. I really enjoyed watching it.
That's great.
So a charge to you. Well done.
Thank you.
And we'll see if the next puzzle gives you a chance to earn a charge. Well, it'll give you a chance. We'll see if you earn it just the same. Thanks, Susie. Susie is in Alexandria. And I'm checking to make sure I didn't miss. No, I got all of the correct answers. We will have a chance for you to earn another Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington WKYW LP, Kaiser West Virginia, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Trains are running towards each other.
Holly Odell at the Saturday Light Brigade, and that is from the new album that we're so happy to be able to feature. I'm still here. One of only five vocals on the album called Julia Bell, the John Hartford Fiddle Project, Volume 2. And the other selections are all fiddle tunes that John collected over the years. That album just released a few weeks ago. We played a few from it last week, and we'll try to continue playing more.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid publishes weekly hyperlocal e-newsletters and websites featuring events, activities, products, and places for Pittsburgh parents, kids, and families. Details on Macaroni Kid events and newsletters are available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from individual listeners like you, who believe that great live radio makes a difference in daily life and in our community. Information on how you can support the Saturday Light Brigade is available at slbradio.org/donate.
About an hour ago, we began the program with a pop quiz challenging you to come up with five six-letter words starting with S-P-R, like spring. And Ralph in Mount Lebanon came up with spruce, sprang, sprout, spread, and sprain. We also said, use them in a sentence if you can. And his sentence, holding my bedspread, I carelessly sprang to miss the giant rolling Brussels sprout, but sprained my foot on the world-branched spruce. Well done, Ralph. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for this morning's Brigade Charade. This is just like charades, except an audio version. And you'll need to sound out the answer. Spelling may not count. It usually doesn't, but remember the key is sounding out the answer. This week we're looking for something that is often heard in the dark. Something often heard in the dark. And it's a two-syllable word that we're looking for. Syllable one, in good condition. Syllable two, where some horses are found. So we're looking for a two-syllable word that means often heard in the dark. It answers that clue, often heard in the dark. The first syllable, in good condition. The second syllable, where some horses are found. Do you think you know the answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio.
Good
You're
luck.
A big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
I said good luck from the Saturday Light Brigade.
Thank you. work on a building too.
I'm a working on a building. I'm a working on a building. I'm a working on a building for my love, for my love. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my love, for my love.
Seldom seen at the Saturday Light Brigade working on a building. And Robbie Foulkes did Nashville Blues before that. We're still looking for an answer or two on our Brigade Charade. I'll repeat it in a moment to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. First, I wanted to make sure you know that SLB summer camps are here. Our schedule is out. Our summer camps offer middle and high school students one-of-a-kind experiences at our youth media center, including opportunities to learn new skills, get creative, make new friends, and have their voices be heard by others. Our summer 2025 schedule includes 6 weeks of camps. Learn more about themes, dates, scholarships, and how to register at slbradio.org/summercamps2025. slbradio.org/summercamps2025. So, Tommy got the correct answer to our Brigade Charade. Remember to sound it out. We're looking for a two-syllable word. The clue is often heard in the dark. Often heard in the dark. Syllable one, in good condition. Syllable two, where some horses are found, usually going around and around and around. 412-200-5975. Put those two syllables together and you will get a word that answers the clue often, not always, but often heard in the dark. Good luck. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Don't forget clocks spring forward. Tonight, officially at 2 a.m. Tomorrow, Sunday, March 9th. If you stay up real late, you can look at your electronic devices. When they strike 2 Eastern, they will suddenly advance to 3. We lose the hour as we spring forward. We'll be right back. we'll let you keep working on our brigade charade puzzle. If you have the answer and just haven't shared it with us, I hope you will at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. This one has challenged a lot of folks. Here's a song you'll recognize, I think. Done a little differently by Bette Padgett and Chris Rosser.
You can play the game, you can act out the part, though you know it wasn't written for you. But tell me, how can you stand there with your broken heart, ashamed of playing? Doesn't take any sacrifice. Oh, father and mother, sister and brother, if it feels nice, don't think twice. Just shower the people you love with love. Show them the way.
Straight face while I cry. Still I'd look to find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give. Never think of myself. If I gave you time to change my mind, I'd find a way to leave the past behind. Knowing that you lied, straight faced while I cried, still I'd look to find a reason to believe. If I listened long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe it's all true. Knowing that you lied, straight faced while I cried, still I'd look to find a reason to believe.
That's Tim Hardin at the Saturday Light Brigade. Reason to believe. James Taylor is going to be 77 on March 12th, which is one of the reasons we thought you would enjoy hearing Bette Padgett and Chris Rosser with their version of Shower the People, his birthday. Wednesday, March 12th. And here is a Brigade Charade answer that came in. It looks like Tom in McCandless also got it. Matt is in Pittsburgh. Good morning, Matt. Matt got the correct answer, as did Tommy in Virginia. Matt just texted the answer we were looking for. Soundtrack. Soundtrack. That's our Brigade Charade. Often heard in the dark. The soundtrack to a film that you're watching is often heard in the dark. The first syllable in good condition, sound. Something that is sound is in good condition. And the second syllable, where some horses are found, and I mentioned they might be going around and around and around. That would be a track. A track. Put them together and you get soundtrack. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you were able to come up with our Brigade Charade answer. Thanks for texting us, Matt.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's spacialaudio.com.
Join us as we unveil our Hill District Oral History Project. You can join SLB and Macaulay Ministries as we unveil Women of the Mercy Corridor at the Gerard X. Grayson Community Center, March 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. This free, family-friendly event presents youth-collected interviews showcasing the lives of 66 Hill District's women, along with food conversation and a sneak peek of our next Hill District Oral History Project. You can learn more and RSVP at the following address. Let me, I want to be sure I get the official address. I had it right in front of me. Hang on, now I do. Larry, be prepared, be prepared. Speaking of which, the clocks go ahead 1 hour. Hang on, I'll get this for you. It gives you a chance to find a pencil to write it down, doesn't it? It is tinyurl.com/womenofthemercycorridor 2025. tinyurl.com, Women of the Mercy Corridor 2025. I did it, right? So it does give me a little extra time to emphasize.
Plan ahead.
I should have.
Plan ahead. That's what the wise man said. Success is hard to win, but you can win it.
Clocks go ahead. 1 hour tonight.
The necessary preparations, and don't leave everything to be crowded into the very last minute.
1 hour tonight as we spring ahead. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
One of these days, I'm going to get things right. I'm going to start doing my business in the daylight. One of these days, you know I'm going to get things. I'm gonna start doing my business out in the broad daylight. One of these days I'm gonna get things straight. I'm gonna stop acting like a reprobate. One of these days, you know, I'm gonna get things straight. I'm gonna stop staying out late at night. Yeah, acting like a reprobate. To get in step, it won't be long before I need some help. One of these days, you know, I've got to get in step. Way things are going, baby, I'll soon be needing help. I've got to go back home. I'm gonna sit on my front porch and compose a poem. One of these days, you know, I've got to go back home. I'm gonna sit down on my front porch.
Van Morrison at the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for tuning in. Today we know that there's lots of choices you could make as to who to spend time with at this time of day, and we're glad we're able to keep you company. You might not know our history, and if helpful. Just so you know, the Saturday Light Brigade began broadcasting March 18th, 1978. Wow. So it'll be 47 years in about 10 days. How did that happen? Am I doing my math right? Hang on. 1978. Wow. Good thing I was a child prodigy. We've been here for a long time. And our goal has always been to provide what a lot of people these days call a third space, a place where everybody can belong, feel comfortable, interact to the degree that you choose to interact. You might want to text us, call us, email us as we have puzzles and games. You might want to make a request. You might simply want to sit back and listen or do some chores or do something else as you listen. That's the beauty of radio. It lets us connect in powerful yet very straightforward and personal ways. And we're glad whether you've been with us for a long, long time or maybe you just stumbled upon us today, we're glad that we get a chance to be together.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org. Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org for details.
Now it is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It is time to give you this morning's high clue. 17 syllables leading to one answer. I have to audit the high clue this week because Ricky wrote it. It works. Here it is. This homophone pair means stolen property or a stringed instrument. This homophone pair means stolen property or a stringed instrument.
Swing forward, fall back. What I know you can do it because you got the knack.
Remember to spring forward before you go to bed tonight. And also, if you know the answer,
it's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck. Here's Lucy Kaplansky.
Well, I've been out walking. I don't do that much talking these days. These days. These days I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do. Lover.
keep on moving on. Things are bound to be improving these days. One of these days. These days I sit on
flower I was just thinking about when she was in studio with us. Way back in 2003, and it was fun to listen to her play. She's really a talented guitar player, composer, and singer. You also, in addition to just hearing her did Hard Day Blues, heard Lucy Kaplansky and Jackson Browne's These Days. Lucy has a new album of early songs and demos that were previously unreleased, but that is from her album Last Days of Summer, recorded back in 2022. A lot of correct answers have come in to this morning's High Clue. This homophone pair means stolen property or a stringed instrument. And we're going to get to some phone calls in a moment with the correct answer. But let me mention Richard on the north side getting it. Also, Bruce and Ingram got the correct answer. Tommy got the correct answer. He is in Virginia. Russ got the correct answer. And Kang listening with Sharon. Kang, as in King, as in Kang, North Carolina. Richard Freeport got the correct answer. And a correct answer also from Larry in Elwood City, who passes along his compliments to Ricky on composing the High Clue for this week. John and Carrick got the correct answer. Mike and Mars also got it and expressed his answer as a poem, which I'll note in a moment. John in Economy Borough came up with it. Jim in Crafton Heights also got it, as did Tom in McCandless, who joins us now. Hi, Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, yeah, I got a little cold this week, so I'm still kind of getting over it.
There's been a lot of that going around, colds and a bit of, I know a lot of people that have had kind of a stomach virus going around, that can make for rough times.
Right. And I was going to mention, I checked a book out of the library, and I opened it up, and out fell a boarding pass. Or part of a boarding pass.
You're kidding.
No, but it was from Tower Air, which I remember hearing the name.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked it up, and it went out of business in the year 2000.
Oh, what was the name again?
Tower.
Tower. Interesting.
I think it was one of those cheap airline flights.
I vaguely remember that, but that's interesting. It had, I guess, somebody used it as a bookmark.
Right.
Physical books.
He was flying from New York to Paris.
Interesting. That's one of the neat things about library books is they can tell a story beyond the story that's in the book. In the old days, I don't think this is the case anymore, but you could actually see the name of who signed out the book. In fact, I'm pretty certain it's not the case anymore. But what you'd be able to see, well, who took this out and when did they take it out? I think you can see the when on some older books now, from the days when they would stamp the date due in the book. Rather,
I know that some of the old books from Carnegie, I've seen some names or a little slip still in there, you know.
Yeah.
But I was thinking that Susie would probably have some good stories about what librarians have found in library books that have been turned in.
Oh, that would make a good art exhibit.
Yeah, I think Northland Library, we did one time have an exhibit of all this stuff or different things they found from the library books.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I know I have found things like letters, like when I've bought used books, either letters or inscriptions that make me wonder, what's the story behind this? Well, you
remember,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I bought a used book downtown at an old bookstore that was off of Market Square. And I don't know if you know Moxa Blanca's murals down in...
Oh, yes.
Millvale?
Yes.
Well, there's a person named... I can't think of his name, but he's the one that helped bring Max Blanca over to the United States.
Mm.
It was Adamick. His first name, last name was Adamick.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened up the book, and somebody had cut out an article about the person and had put it in the book, and it was from like 1935 or something. And it looked like it came out of Time magazine, just from the, you know, the format and everything. His name was Louis Adamick.
Neat.
And it was an article about Louis Adamick in that book. And he had his picture, too.
So the book kind of had a little bonus in having that bit of research. Well, you got the correct answer to this morning's high clue. And we need to make sure we get it from you before we head in to an interview coming up. Who is it?
It's Lute.
Lute, indeed. I've got it, Ricky. It's Lute. L-O-O-T for the kind of loot that is part of a robbery, and L-U-T-E for the stringed instrument.
There was somebody who played an instrument as Rome burned. And I can't think of... They'd always have a saying that, you know, like... So-and-so was playing while Rome burned.
Oh.
And always...
Yeah, somebody will know that. I don't know offhand.
I was thinking he might have played a lute. I don't know.
It's vaguely familiar, but it's not coming to me as I think it through. But somebody might know the correct answer. Is it Nero...
Nero, that's right. Nero played something as the as Paris, or not Paris, I keep saying Paris, as Rome burned.
As Rome.
Yeah, as Nero.
Somebody. Well, I guess I was the somebody, but I think that's, I think that's what you were looking for. Well done.
Okay.
Thanks. And Dust Bowl is coming up in just a moment. Jesse of Point Breeze also got the correct answer. Hello, Jesse. And Mike says this week's clue is kind of cute. The words you're looking for both sound like loot. And Dust Bowl, how are you today?
Hey, we're doing fine. How are you doing down there?
I'm doing well. And Jim in Blackridge, Jim in Crafton Heights, and Mike and Mars all said Nero fiddled as Rome burned. So did Russ. In King, North Carolina. That's the name we were looking for. You also knew Lute. Well done. How's things in your life?
Well, you get much snow down there?
Not much. I'd say about an inch maybe at most. It was kind of pretty last night. Nothing too significant. How about you in Warren, Ohio?
Maybe we have an inch and a half, and it's like hanging on the tree branches that, you know, don't have leaves on them yet. It's kind of a farewell, I hope.
Yeah, what I thought about this morning was this is March coming in like the lion that it comes in like, but hopefully it won't be too long until the weather gets a little nicer.
Yep. Last night we went to a fish fry that hadn't occurred in 4 years.
Uh-huh.
The first reason why, the first year was off because of COVID. They couldn't do it right there. Then the church burned down. This is St. Patrick's Church in Hubbard, Ohio.
Oh, my goodness.
They had to rebuild the church in 3 years, yeah.
And that had to be a nice, happy reunion. I was hoping to make it to the Allegheny Elks this week, both on Tuesday night for Fat Tuesday and for the Friday fish fry, and I didn't get a chance to make it, unfortunately. But how was it?
It was great. They had a good meal there, very tasty, and a lot of people there, too, which helps their cause.
Yeah, there are times I think it would be fun for that to be done year-round, but it would probably wear a lot of people out. I would think it would.
It does take some manpower to do this when you get a large group.
Yeah, did you ever work one in your time?
No, I have not.
Yeah, I know people
never did that.
I know people who have, and they tell me it is tiring.
I heard one interview on TV where this one group over there that was going to do the same thing. They come in at 2 a.m. and get started.
Wow, 2 a.m. I guess they've got batter to make and fish to prep, and that's early.
Yeah. And then it's all done by, well, they're done serving by 6, something like that. But it's usually from 3 to 6 that they do those. But it's pretty big up here in Trumbull County. We have quite a selection, and the TV station lists all the different venues that had the fish on Friday there.
So, yeah, there are maps and there are brackets to vote for the best fish that's available. It's really something. Well, thank you, Dust Bowl. Well done on coming up with loot. Take care. And we're heading in nearing the top of the hour. Tommy also knew that Nero fiddled while Rome burned. And Susie, remember we were talking about things found in books? As a librarian, Susie found $20 in a novel when she worked at Pitt's Library School. She wondered if somebody put it there for a poor library student to find. She thinks it was in an Ann Tyler novel. A $20 bookmark is something. The only time I found money, and it was a 50, was in a washing machine in an apartment complex that I lived in. And I ended up having to keep it. I tried to find the rightful owner, and yeah, I had to. I had the burden of keeping it. I could not find the rightful owner of the 50. So mine, it became. We would joke a lot about it being laundered money. It just showed up. It might have been stuck in the agitator for years and years. Saying that it's always good to pay attention to agitators. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio. Russ just noted the snow that you heard Dust Bowl Jack referring to is onion snow. That's after the onion sets have been planted. You've got what's called onion snow. I remember that term. Thanks, Ross. The Soundhound will visit shortly. Shortly, that is. The Soundhound will be here for you.
Winking, blinking, and nod one night, sailed off in a wooden shoe. Sailed on a river of crystal light into a sea of dew. Now where are you going and what do you wish? The old moon asked the three. We've come to fish for the herring fish. Live in the beautiful sea. Nets of silver and gold have we, said Winkin', Blinkin', and
little stars were the herring fish that lived in the beautiful sea. Now cast your nets wherever you wish, never afeard are we. So sang the stars to the fishermen three, winking, blinking, and nod. To the stars in the twinkling foam. Then down from the skies came the wooden shoe, bringing the fishermen home. 'Twas all so pretty a sail it seemed, as if it could not be. And some folks thought 'twas a dream they dreamed of sailing that beautiful sea. But I shall name you the fishermen three, winking, blinking, and nod. Winking and blinking are two little eyes, nod is a little head. And the wooden shoe that sailed the skies is a wee one's trundle bed. So close your eyes while mommy sings of wonderful sights that be, and you shall see the beautiful things as you rock in the misty sea. Where the old moon rocked the fishermen three, winking, blinking, and nod.
That's Mae Robertson. Winking and blinking and nod on today's Saturday Light Brigade. The Sound Hound is scratching at our feet here in a moment. We'll have a chance for you to earn a Saturday.